conversations around wellness and weight loss can be complicated. There's the Instagram filter we all see on IG and social media, and then IRL. And between $20 smoothies and daily ice baths, everyone is doing the most to hack the health system. But there's a better way. Row. Row provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. Over 200,000 people have already chosen Row to help them lose weight. And you can sign up from the comfort of your own home. No scheduling a doctor's appointment, commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. The Row Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes, so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Of course, medication must be paired with diet and exercise modifications in order to achieve any stated results. Medication cost is not included in the program. Patients must pay for medication separately. With Row, average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to row.co/andyscrolls. You can sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/andyscrolls. Sign up today. I just came back from the salon, and for the record, I went with a sassy little bob and quiet luxury shade of blonde. Yes, that's literally what we're calling it, quiet luxury. Aside from trips to the salon, I don't actually blow out my hair. My hair is naturally wavy, and that's why I love Way. Way's new anti-frizz cream is a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. I know that I have a limited amount of time with wet, wavy hair in which to get myself in order. And that is why I love the anti-frizz cream. It has notes of bergamot, Italian lemon, violet, and more. And it smells unbelievable. Truly, as someone who is a little bit sensitive to scents, I put this in my hair and I feel great. It also genuinely pairs well with my perfume, which I appreciate. I don't blow out my hair because after years of color processing and attempting to make it straight, I know it looks better and stays healthier when I avoid blow drying, which is why I love the anti-frizz cream. I've used products, especially with wavy hair, where it feels heavy and looks kind of wet. And that's why I love Way's anti-frizz cream, because it enhances the natural waves in my hair. I still look like me, just a little elevated. And P.S., I am way obsessed with Way's other bestsellers. Their leave-in conditioner, detox shampoo, my personal favorite. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code Andy for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com with promo code Andy. You guys, oh, look at us. I bet you didn't think you'd be hearing from me today. We're going to do a fun little social experiment. Call it AG Mini. Call it Mini AG. Potomac Season 6. The premiere has happened. And what a gift it was to us all. So I decided we need to have a little present. And so this is the first and maybe last mini episode of Andy's Girls, but I just felt like there was so much to discuss. I could not wait until the next Andy's Girls classic to get into it. My God, first off, can we take a moment and acknowledge the fact that I feel like they got everything out of the way in the first seconds of the premiere of Potomac Season 6. Just in the idea and the sense and the explicit knowledge of how do you describe last season? In a word, toxic. Yep, that checks the list. That gives us exactly exactly what we need. And I felt like, listen, the steps to forgiveness, to moving on, you got to acknowledge first and then keep it going. And saying that the vibe in the cast was toxic, and hint, hint, in the Bravo sphere, I haven't seen anything as bad recently or maybe ever as I have seen with teams Candy versus Monique, and also in the reactions specifically by Candy and Monique, really online IRL. And so I'm so glad that we were able to address it and move on. And I have to say, I have to keep it real for you guys. Listen, I have like 2 seconds left. It felt like such a breath of fresh air. The cast is perfect. I think it is good for all of us, including Monique, that she has moved on. And there is the idea of removing the heaviness that was just overwhelming in last season and getting a little bit of a refresh, but not ignoring the conflict and strife that, you know, was woven throughout the season and certainly exploded on the reunion. I mean, let's start at the very beginning and then go to the very end. I don't know that I've laughed so hard at someone saying Dropbox as I did to Giselle's response to Karen. And I am sorry, regardless of how you feel about either of them, and I personally can't imagine truly hating one or the other, but God bless. These are two titans. This is like the kind of conflict, relationship depth. These women have known each other for a decade pre-Potomac, I'll say, from fighting over cookie sales, the bake-off at Jack and Jill, through filming an incredibly popular franchise of The Real Housewives, watching them make fun of each other's boxes in a rapid fire back and forth. Now, this is what we deserve, okay? Like, we're talking, you know, they're going, you know, Robin is going to Jamba Juice. She's talking about how she's sleeping in, which is not as easy as, you know, what Juan was saying of just wake up. No, I think we're dealing with something a little bit more intense and difficult to maneuver when Robin is talking about really being overwhelmed, which has both nothing and everything to do with Robin being in her 40s and having 2 children and having to be now their caregiver, parent, teacher, therapist, and everything else. I mean, there's a lot that is happening that is COVID related, relationship related. We're seeing that with two is better than one, but that's not what Karen's daughter said. But the vow renewal, we're going to use with different terms so that it doesn't feel like as much of a chance as Ramona and Mario's sweet 18 or whatever excuse they were using in order to film a vow renewal and then quickly thereafter break up. Anyway, all this to say, there are real dynamics that are happening and real relationship complications that are happening that are interesting, that I'm excited to unpack as the season goes on. It's fascinating to me that the public conversation, understandably so, is really around this rumor that likely Giselle created, but we'll see, about Wendy and Eddie, and that's really the driving force, because the glory of Potomac is, regardless of what these women are doing to create conflict that feels specific to reality TV, there is so much real here. And sort of similar to Jersey, you know, aside from maybe like the Melissa and Joe of it all, there are some real, really interesting dynamics when it comes to relationships, both romantic with husbands and wives, partners in the sense, or really fiancés, in the sense of Robin and Juan, and then also in friendships. And it's, there are so many different levels and dynamics. I'm so excited to talk about it all on the next Andy Scrolls. And I just have to say, ending in the way that we did with Karen and Giselle going after each other, a broken whore from Hampton. Are you kidding me? Also, I do have to shout out Mia, who seems like a fabulous addition to the cast. I do have a question, though. How do you not know the difference in age between yourself and your husband and how that factors into their current age? Haven't people asked her that before? I'm X years, he's Y years. That makes the difference being this, which will always stay the same regardless of how many years someone asks her. You know what I'm saying? Like, starting now and in 5 years, if there's a difference in their age of 32 years, whatever the number is, that is still going to be the same number. You would think someone who has been married to someone significantly older than her would know this information readily available, but maybe not. Maybe she just needs to check in with Candace's stepson, who is the math pro for all of us, and have a little bit of a session with him. All this to say, what a sublime premiere. I am hot and bothered. I am feeling so blessed. Not hot and bothered in the way that, you know, Karen was calling Giselle, but we'll get to that in the next Andy Scrolls. It was such a spectacular premiere. I'm so excited for the next several episodes, not only of Potomac, but of AG, because to live in the world of season 6, we deserve this. It is a recentering experience. It is an experience where we are having a new path, a new journey. Hopefully it feels a little bit lighter, but still with a lot to discuss. And on that note, guys, I hope you enjoyed it as well. Slide into my DMs on Instagram at Dame Galley with your satchels of gold, because I will answer them either on the next AG or on the next Patreon Satchel Spectacular. Do you like AG Mini? Mini AG? Let me know. Send me your thoughts. I'm curious for this fun little social experiment if it was both this series premiere and finale, or if there's more to come. Let me know. All right, guys. I will talk to you soon. Have a great rest of your Monday. Happy Potomac. Bye-bye.